I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
All right, we got a big matchup tonight with Justin Fields versus Josh Dobbs. And yesterday started off slow. First 25 minutes in and there were zero touchdowns, but things heated up, including last night's spectacular finish. And so I've got you guys covered going all the way back to Thanksgiving. Let's look at the top 10 players going up right now in sports card values, football card values, taking that player performance and correlating that with the eBay sold data. All right, let's dig in. Number one, Jordan Love. He's now won three of his last four games. He's in the middle of the best stretch of his career. The win over the Lions might have been his best game yet. His ability to make every throw was on display early and often. He went 22 for 32, 268 yards, and three touchdowns. He also added 39 yards on three carries. And the data speaks for itself here. Now, granted, these prices were relatively low compared to the rest of the draft class, like Tua, Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert. But the increases speak for themselves, especially this beautiful orange prism now up to a new trend of $274. You can see that November 25 transaction that would have been Saturday afternoon. This was after the big win on Thursday, the upset over the Lions, $330 in auction, compared to a low November 8th when you could have got that card in auction for $124. So someone in just a short amount of time between November 8th and November 25th was able to realize an insane profit. And that's just not a single card sample size. You have a $280 buy it now. So whether you got the 280 or the 330, you were in that $270 trend. I mean, you were making big time profit because this card, November 25th, 125, 114. And we see about a 36 to 30% increase in the base prism, the field level base, the base optic, the red, white, and blue, the optic hollow. I mean, look at all these cards up for Jordan Love over the past 30 days. His largest transaction, this is November 24th, so we're going back to Black Friday. It was this 2020 Contenders Optic Green Pulsar, PSA 10, Auto 10. And the card is serial numbered out of 27. In fact, 10 out of 27, which is his jersey number. So you get a nice little boost from that as well. Ultimately, the card sells for $2,500 in a buy it now. And then last Monday, you had this XRC Redemption tie-dye, serial numbered out of 25, PSA 10, that sold for $2,650 in a buy it now. One more for you guys. This one actually happened on game day. Someone just couldn't take anymore. It's a rookie ticket auto cracked ice. It was originally listed at $2,300, ultimately sold for $1,500 in a buy it now. Beautiful rookie ticket auto there for Jordan Love. Now, it was a big day for Christian Watson in the passing game, going 5 receptions for 94 yards and a touchdown, including a long reception of 53 yards. And let's take a quick peek. November 21st, the all-time low for Christian Watson, rookie ticket auto raw, $11.50 in auction. Plus $6.99 shipping, that puts it about $18 out the door. And as you can see, that card has gone up a fair amount to $31 on 20 bids. Auction that ended today, November 27th, putting that about $35 out the door. Even have a buy it now bink one touch effect for $52 out the doors, listed at $60, sold for $52 in a buy it now. But for me, number two is going to be the rookie wide receiver for the Packers, Jaden Reed, because he looked very good too. He led the team with 8 targets. He turned them into 4 catches for 34 yards and the game's opening touchdown. He also added a 16-yard run and recovered the onside kick that sealed the game. So talk about massive impact for the Packers. He's been showing up all season long. Check out the blue rookie Scripps Mosaic Auto here, selling for $37 in a buy it now. And we're seeing a lot of buy it now sold data right now for Jaden Reed. He has a fairly limited rookie card selection, being the number 6 overall wide receiver taken in the NFL draft. But look at this Panini Gold Standard purple numbered serial number 12 out of 24 rookie patch auto, $100 in a buy it now. So if we look at his largest transaction from game day, it was this Panini Black Emerald serial numbered out of 15 SGC 9.5 auto 10, $160 buy it now sold. Then he had another fantastic Panini Gold Standard Laundry Tag RPA serial numbered out of 10 for $126. And here's the beauty of flipping these rookie patch autos for these rookies. Check out this Gold Standard out of 10. If you could want to find Jaden Reed's lowest prices before the Packers went on this hot streak here, Jaden Reed, this one's closed for $36 in auction on October 23rd. You also had this one closed for $48.50. It's also serial numbered out of 10. It's got some nice stitching and a nice patch in there. This closed on October 28th for $48.50. And fast forward to today, you've got the laundry tag selling out of 10 for $126. But honestly, you look at the patching, it is no better than the patch on this card or the patch on this card. And this card's horizontally formatted or vertically formatted, so that gives it a nice bonus as well. All right, real quick, if you're new here, welcome to the Football Card Quest. My name is Andy. We are 100% dedicated to football card research and selling tips. We're part of the nooffseason.com sports card network. So definitely want to make sure you hit that subscribe button. Check out all of our other content and partner channels from Sports Card Strategy and nooffseason.com, like Hoops and Cards and Sports Card Strategy Show. All right, guys, now back to the action. Number 3, 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey. He scored twice on the ground in his team's win over the Seahawks Thanksgiving night. This took his touchdown total to 14 on the year. This guy's going to end up with MVP votes here, guys. He ran the ball in this game for 19 times, 114 yards. 69 of those yards came after contact. He forced 4 missed tackles along the way. 3 of his rushes went for 15 or more yards. That's 3 breakaway runs in one game. He added 6 first down conversions on top of his 2 scores. And look at this HGA graded impeccable, serial numbered out of 75 RPA. Rookie on card auto, $365. Buy it now today. So let's look at what the 180-day trend numbers tell us on the PSA 10 market for Christian McCaffrey. Well, the base select is up 48% to a new trend of almost $100. The base select premier is up almost 40% to a new trend of $80. I mean, these are more mid-tier, lower-end sets, like even college uniform cards, but it has that rookie card logo. People are buying that in the PSA 10 slab for around $40. That's a 75% increase over time. Granted, that thing started off low, but what about the red, white, and blue prism? PSA 10, 50% conversion rate from raw to PSA 10, only a population of 62. Look at that chart over the past 6 months. For Christian McCaffrey, even over the past year, if you guys think that maybe he was higher in the playoffs of last year, no, we're seeing almost career highs right now for Christian McCaffrey's rookie card value. Probably the only time you could have found higher prices for him were back at the beginning of the 2020 season, when the sports card boom and hyperinflation period was going strong. But this is insane, because I mean, he's now trading for more in most situations than guys like Deshaun Watson. Now, of course, Deshaun Watson is injured, down and out, but he's a quarterback for a high profile team. Look at this red, white, and blue of $235 buy it now, compared to a September 3rd auction of the same card before the season started, $67.52. Someone was able to make a bunch of money on Christian McCaffrey buying in, even attacking this auction that ended at a pretty good time for a buyer. Tuesday at 5:23 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is not a good time to end your auction if you're selling. Now, if you're buying, it's a fantastic time to buy it. Someone was able to snipe this for $134 and then turn around and sell it in and buy it now for $235. Talk about an easy $50, $60 profit. And Christian McCaffrey's largest transaction from game day was this Phoenix NFL Shield, 1-of-1 49ers. Well, they put 49ers description. Obviously, his rookie year was with the Carolina Panthers, but this card sold for $1,400 in a buy it now. You also had this beautiful rookie ticket auto, PSA 10. This is the playoff ticket auto, serial numbered out of 15. $1,500 is what it sold for in a buy it now. It was originally listed at $2,000. Someone took the $1,500 cash. Same day, you had another one, a gold that was a PSA 9. This is serial numbered out of 10. It was also sold in a buy it now. It was listed at $1,750. And ultimately sold for $1,600. Number four has got to be Tyreek Hill. Miami Dolphins get another easy win here. Tyreek Hill continues his pace for not only MVP votes like Christian McCaffrey, but also the receiving yards leader for the year, potentially breaking the NFL record for receiving yards in a season. He's going to shatter 2,000 yards, guys. He gets another 102 yards in this game, plus a touchdown. Big, big piece of why the Dolphins get another easy win here over the Jets. The Dolphins now winning three out of their last four matchups with a couple very easy matchups coming up against the Commanders and Titans where Tyreek Hill should go off. And the reason why I've got these quarterbacks pulled up here is just because look at this. The current Prism PSA 10 value of Tyreek Hill is at a trend of $300. That's up 60% in the past 180 days. That's compared to a Jared Goff Prism PSA 10 of 193. Or what about Dak Prescott at 152 with an average of 183? So absolutely impressive. You'd love to see the market kind of calibrate in this way to where these skill position players are now just as relevant as quarterbacks in the market. Now check out Tyreek Hill's largest transaction from this past weekend. This one just 2 days ago on Saturday. This is a BGS 10 Pristine. You don't see these very often. This one is Optic Auto Rookie Card Shield. No rated rookie for Tyreek Hill from 2016, but you do have a rookie auto here, even if it is sticker. This one sold for $7,000 in a buy it now. Well, what about the Black Prism, serial numbered out of 25, PSA 10? This was listed for $2,500, sold for $1,750. So as you can see, a lot of Tyreek Hill's largest transactions in the past 90 days are occurring right now, guys, within the past week, including a playoff ticket auto, serial numbered out of 99, PSA 9, $730. That's got to be higher than any other skill position player on the market right now, active player. Now let's give a quick shout out to Brock Purdy before we move on to number five this week for me. We go back to the 49ers game. Brock Purdy, this is a transaction from Sunday, November 26th. This is a National Treasures out of 49 PSA 9 that sold for $7,000. Buy it now, marked down from $9,700. But National Treasures RPA out of 49, lowest price for Brock Purdy in the past 90 days. It's going to be $5,200 back on September 12th, beginning of the... And as you can see in his base graded market, cards are moving up across the board. This one is a pretty popular one. The Press Proof Premium from last year's Donruss is a very popular card, very liquid. As you can see, that one's up 25% now to a new trend of $200 just in the past month alone. So overall, you can see that dip, but now it's bouncing right back there. And the peak for that card is about $325. So we are climbing back very nicely here, especially when you look at the low buy it now on that card of $115. Someone got a little desperate, sold too soon. Maybe a $105 auction. Definitely desperate, sold too soon. And now you see the same auction from the same consignment. In fact, $82, very, very nice, $60 to $70 profit on that card in less than a month. Now, before we move on to number five, who's the rookie that got unleashed on Sunday, if you guys want to get access to an exclusive Football Card Quest community, that also gets you access to the web app that you just saw. We're tracking all the graded football card prices and trends and collection, all that kind of stuff through that app. You can get access by going to footballcardquest.com and click that Go Premium button in the top right when you get to that website. That'll take you there, and you can get access with any of our membership tiers, but you also get the Discord server. That's 24/7 chat going on in there from football card legends, guys. I'm talking guys that are doing this full-time flipping football cards. And then you also get our weekly articles and our other bonus perks and benefits. So check it out, footballcardquest.com. Go Premium button at the top right. All right, now back to the action. Number five, Bijan Robinson. Guess what, guys? The Atlanta Falcons are first place in the NFC South, believe it or not. And Arthur Smith is starting to get things right here, because Bijan Robinson led the team in rushing attempts with 16 and yards with 91. He notched a touchdown on the ground and another as a receiver. That's two touchdowns in one game for Bijan. He caught three passes for 32 yards on six targets. He averaged 6.5 yards every time he touched the football. That's why they drafted him with that top 10 pick. Check out this beautiful Immaculate Collegiate Collection New Era patch, serial numbered out of 10, sold for $350, and a buy it now today. Now, if we're looking for something a little bit more common, this buy it now from today is a Leaf Metal, serial numbered out of 8, so the card itself is not more common, but there's a lot of variations of this card, as I'll show you. This one sold for $100 in a buy it now. And as you can see, not too long ago, these cards were selling for just $22. Here's one serial numbered out of 9 that sold for $22 on October 29th. Or what about this one that's serial numbered out of 6 that sold on November 1st for $22.50? Or this one on November 11th. This is out of 4. It's even more rare than the one I just showed you guys that sold for $100. This one sold for $30 November 11th. So in just a couple weeks, people were able to make an insane 3 to 5x profit on Bijan Robinson rookie auto. Speaking of college uniforms, his largest transaction in the past 5 to 7 days was this Panini Legacy Under the Lights black and white auto, numbered 1/1. It's a 1/1 here. College uniform, no rookie card shield either, but does have a sticker rookie auto and a serial numbered 1/1. Sold for $550. Buy it now. Now, granted, it was listed for $6,900, so an incredible negotiation. You also had this Prism Draft Picks manga that was actually a PSA 10. This is a case hit from Prism Draft Picks, so once again, college uniform, but we did see this one sell for $600 in a buy it now. His Origins on-card rookie auto, blue ink, non-serial numbered, does have rookie card shield, does have double zero jersey, which some hobbyists do not like. This sold for $55 November 27th today. Now, we're talking about Origins serial numbered out of 10. This one sold for $61 today. It's technically, this is a gold rookie patch, no auto here. You can see with that gold highlight on the top and bottom, sold for $61 today. This Kaleidoscope was an easy sell from Mosaic today in a buy it now for $65. And an Optic college uniform, college ticket auto out of $75, $150. This is the current Bijan Robinson market. The Pen Pals didn't quite do as well, but did go $60 here in an auction today. That is up from an auction that ended on November 17th at $43. However, if you go back to the beginning of the season, this card had some higher auctions. You had a combination of rookie, you had a combination of top RB, historic draft capital, you know, going back to Saquon Barkley's rookie year, and all the hype with the limited product. This sold for $86. You had a gold ink that sold for $12. You had another one that sold for $76. So overall, when the brand new product came out, it was about $75, and now we've seen it slide all the way at the low of $43, but now back up to $60. We could definitely see this go up throughout the week, because breaking news, Frank Reich has been fired, not even completing his first year as the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. The Buccaneers are up and down. Wouldn't be surprised if Todd Bowles gets fired before the end of the season. And, you know, the New Orleans Saints, they just got beat by the Falcons, man. So, hang on, you know. They don't have a quarterback, but they got Bijan Robinson. Number six for me this week is going to be C.J. Stroud. It was a narrow loss against the division rival Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, the field goal almost went in. I mean, C.J. Stroud is clearly the rookie of the year. He had no turnovers against the Jags in this game. So both quarterbacks were impressive. Trevor Lawrence eventually coming out on top. But both passers averaged more than 8 yards per attempt with average depth of target at least 9 yards. Trevor Lawrence finished with a 73% completion rate and got the ball out of his hands quickly, averaging 2.3 seconds per dropback. But C.J. Stroud still throwing for about 300 yards. This connection with Tank Dell has become automatic. And I want to highlight some of these auctions here. The base mosaic around $15 to $20. We're talking about, you know, kind of historic highs prices for some of the 2020 quarterbacks. We're seeing that from 2023. Of course, limited supply here. Horizontal blue reactive $46 in auction. Here's another blue reactive vertical that was listed at $90 that sold for $72. Take a moment to look at the bottom for that horizontal that we saw sold for $40. That was about $5 to $10 back at the beginning of November. And the vertical, about $15 to now an average of $70 all day. So incredible profit from C.J. Stroud. Everybody's hoping to pull C.J. Stroud out of their 2023 Panini product. His largest transaction from game day was, in fact, not a Topps Now. It was not a one of one or something. It was this card from Wildcard, which is unlicensed card. It's a, well, they're considering one of their one of ones, but it is a rookie auto, C.J. Stroud, and the card sold for $3,000. He also had his super short print white sparkle that sold for $1,750. In a buy it now. Back on October 2nd, you could have got this card for $1,080. Or even November 9th, where buy it now sold for $960. People have been able to double that up for a very impressive profit. My number seven is once again this week gonna be CJ Stroud's receiver stack mate, Tank Dell. He continues to look like an elite threat at the position, possibly the best receiver from his draft class, because he's playing very much a Zay Flowers type role. He finished his game with 5 catches for 50 yards and a touchdown, but arguably his best play of the day was a downfield bomb that was negated by an illegal shift penalty that would have put his stat line more in the nuclear category, had to have it type of category. So I just want to show the difference here between October 17th and November 7th, white sparkle prices from 100 to 150. That's a nice 50% increase, but you can find lower prices on that white sparkle at 90 for him, or even $54 back on October 29th. Now you're talking about a triple up here, and that was the beginning of November. So I can only imagine if somebody had one now that was put into auction and on next game day, it would go for even more, probably $200 to $250. On Saturday, someone purchased his Donruss Elite 1-of-1 for $250. He also had this Mosaic No Huddle Redemption Gold Auto, serial numbered out of 10, that sold for $202. Very, very, very sketchy redemption. But, you know, Panini says they're good for him. So, you know, submit redemptions at your own risk. But I digress. Check out this auction that sold today. It is from Legacy as well, but it's one of those futures RPAs, cracked ice, serial numbered out of 5, rookie patch auto for $202. What about this Panini Origins that is a rookie auto, serial numbered out of 99 on the title with the 00 jersey that sold for $200? Buy it now? 2 days ago? Pretty wild. This does say buy it now. It says sold. It looks like a confirmed transaction. If so, that is absolutely mind-blowing, especially when you have all these other cards that sold recently as well. But I get his rookie auto market supply is just disappearing so quickly right now with all the sold transactions. And check out this green electric from just a few days ago, serial numbered out of 99, PSA 10, sold for $150. This is a scorecard. Score Green Electric. Let me be specific. One of the lower ranked sets, but it does have that RC shield. It does have a little Texans logo on it. Look, great photography here too. Number eight for me is Jalen Hurts with the walk-off touchdown win in overtime over the Buffalo Bills. An unbelievable Jake Elliott kick to get him into overtime. But I want to take a quick gander here at some of these rookie ticket auto pricing. Now, this one's 10-10 with a helmet variation for $2,750. That's expected. We'd all love to see better prices from the Jalen Hurts market, like this Green Velocity Optic rated rookie. Sick laser color match card, PSA 10, $320. We know it's capable of that $450, $500 range, but I believe it is going to require a deep playoff run and probably a Super Bowl appearance to get people finally bought into the MVP caliber of Jalen Hurts. Now, this is pretty wild. Someone actually bought this for $130 and a buy it now when it's got Jalen Reagor's rookie auto on it, but does have Jalen Hurts rookie auto on it as well. So it's a dual elite pen pals on card rookie auto. DeAndre Swift had another efficient day running the ball, taking 14 carries for 80 yards on the ground. He is a trending up running back. The field level silver PSA 10 Jalen Hurts sold today in a buy it now for $302. It just seems like a lot of people have bought Jalen Hurts before this year, and they've got a lot of profit in the card, so they're willing to sell it at lower prices than they would like a Burrow or Herbert, and you can kind of see that reflected in the pricing. Now, the one thing, the reason why he's on here is because he's moving up, right? Look at Herbert's Prism PSA 10 now down to a trend of $75, down 16% in the past 30 days, whereas Jalen Hurts is up 8% to a new trend of $105. We know that card's got $200 to $250 potential, but I wanted to point out that Jalen Hurts is now firmly above Justin Herbert in all card categories. And that is a pretty big deal. That's a pretty big deal, man. So that is definitely worth highlighting, including the famous Optic Holo PSA 10 here. For Jalen Hurts, trend of 281. Justin Herbert, trend of 241. So this is all things pointing in the right direction. I think Jalen Hurts only continues to go up from here through the playoffs. Potential MVP this year. Very likely set NFL record with the amount of rushing touchdowns he's now had throughout his career. So that's a big deal. He did have a National Treasures out of 25 PSA 8 sell for $7,500 just 3 days ago. So that's a fantastic transaction for a rare rookie auto. And he had this bad boy sell in auction yesterday as a Flawless Rookie Gems Emerald, serial numbered out of 5, BGS 9.5 Auto 10, $4,800 from 30 bids. Number 9 this week, Zay Flowers. He scored twice last night, once as a receiver, once as a rusher. He caught all 5 of his catchable targets for 25 yards, averaging 4 yards after the catch per reception on the night. He forced 3 missed tackles in total, 1 as a receiver, 2 as a runner, and a very impressive touchdown run from about the 30-yard line. Check out this one of one here. Beautiful card with the Ravens uniforms, rookie card shield that sold for $700 in a buy it now. If anybody was wondering, this card is from Panini Gold Standard. This is what the Panini Gold Standard one of one looks like. This is, in fact, the first time I have seen this card, so I had to pull it up to see what set this was from. What about his horizontal green swirl that sold in PSA 10 condition today in a buy it now for $300? And you have the Zay Flowers, JSN, Quentin Johnson. The receivers just get worse as you go down the title, but in fact, they put the best receivers on the top and the bottom. The best one on the bottom in Zay Flowers, Quentin Johnson right in the middle. Just a stinker of a card because Quentin Johnson is just going to be a world-class bust. This card still sold for $400 yesterday. My word. Now, this is what I'm talking about right here. This was 6 days ago, but man, $361 auction that closed for a Zay Flowers Mosaic Gold Rookie Auto out of 10. That's a grail card in my opinion. His Legacy Rookie Auto, 1/1, sold for $270. Buy it now, yesterday. Number 10 is Baltimore Ravens running back Keaton Mitchell. Continued his run of explosive performances out of the Ravens' backfield, taking 9 carries for 64 yards and 4 first downs. That's critical. He forced 3 missed tackles and averaged 5.6 yards after contact per rush. That's a big-time performance from an undrafted free agent guy. Keaton Mitchell out of 20 from Score, sold for $199. It does have a sticker rookie auto on it, but this is going to be the primary product for Keaton Mitchell besides Prism draft picks, as you can see in this Prism draft pick autograph. No RC Shield, but we do have the gold shimmer design. We do have a rookie auto on here. This sold for $152 in auction, and this was on Saturday, not game day. In fact, his largest game day transaction was this elite turn of the century red, serial numbered out of 49, that sold for $102 in auction. And like we mentioned before, you could have bought this card for $14-$15. Going back to the end of September, when you could have had his lowest prices, $49 or $49, in fact, a bookend for $21.50. And now that card's selling for $130, $105. Running back flippers, card quest connoisseurs, come get you some. Because I know some of you guys cashed in big. I know a lot of you guys have cashed in big on a variety of different wide receivers and running backs that have popped off on any given week. Now, honorable mention is, it's everybody's favorite knee-high in the airplane, let's ride kind of veteran guy. That's Russell Wilson, Denver Broncos. They've now won 5 in a row. They just beat the Cleveland Browns, who had an elite defense. And his stats weren't spectacular, but he consistently made plays at critical times against one of the best defenses in the league. And he averaged just 6.1 yards per attempt and completed only 13 of 22 of his attempts. But he suffered through 3 drops, including a drop touchdown from Cortland Sutton. Of all people, you never would have expected it, but it happens. He also carried the ball 11 times for 32 yards and a touchdown, moving the chains 3 times on the ground. It is notable that Myles Garrett was noticeably hampered by an injury. My other takeaway from that Browns game is DTR looked pretty good this time. He was looking good before he got taken out by a concussion. It looks like we're going to see some Joe Flacco this upcoming week. That'll be interesting. But check out these 30-day trends on Russell Wilson. Now, it's important to zoom out and look at the 180-day trends. So when you see the 30-day trend up, yeah, that's promising. But at the same time, let's look at that 180-day trend. That kind of paints a different picture. Like, yeah, okay, the card's going up, right? $125 buy it now, yesterday, game day. But if you look at the recent auctions, Wednesday, November 15th, $89. The one-year high on that card, $255. We know the historic high on that card is around $1,000, guys. So you can't go wrong right now buying the Russell Wilson. He is an honorable mention just for, you know, the recency bias of this week, you know, and seeing his cards go up a little bit here and there. Notably, 32% on that Topps Chrome PSA 10 to a recent buy it now of $95. That was over the previous auction yesterday at 8:30 of 81. Look at those buy it nows, 112, 100, 95. This is all within the past week or two. So you can see how those cards are going up. And that's going to wrap up our top players going up from this past weekend of NFL action. We'll see you guys tomorrow live on the Questcast with Carter, and then again on Wednesday night, dissecting the entire Week 13 slate. I hope you guys are well. Enjoy this video. I'll see you in the next one. Peace. Make sure you check out footballcardquest.com. Go premium. You want to check out that app and the Discord and the articles and the other bonus perks and benefits. There's a lot of them, man. Check it out. You won't be sorry. I'll see you over there. I'll see you in the next video. Peace.